this is a bit strange, let's be honest. Welcome back to the Sneaker Addicts podcast with me, Danny, and my good friend. Even it's so strange, I've messed the intro up with me, Danny, aka at Roystinho, and my good friend Dan, aka at Dan underscore Squire. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
And how mad to not look at you on a screen, even though I'm still looking at the screen on the PC, because that's just how we do it. It's just a bit mad.
Yeah, it's a new one, this, Danny, isn't it?
Absolutely. So obviously, for those of you who aren't aware, the shops are open, the cafes are open, the bars are open. So me and Dan, we're going to go to a bar, order a pint, etc., etc., and do the first Annex podcast from the bar, like we intend to do. Except the first bar wanted a license for us to actually record in. The second bar, well, it was a bit chilly, wasn't it, and stood outside where we were eating our lunch. So we've just come and found like a quiet little spot to record. So hopefully the recording's okay. We've got like a new setup and hopefully it works. But yeah,
it's nice to be back outside though, isn't it?
Back outside. It's just bizarre, mate. It's bizarre. But to bear in mind, genuinely, how much we sit and talk about trainers to actually look you in the eye and talk about trainers and not on a you're just not a little screen.
Yeah, I think this is the first podcast I've recorded not in like slippers.
So what have you got on actually? Because we have done, and we'll save it actually, because we have asked for some questions to be sent in. So we have got some questions coming up just because we've not done a podcast for a few weeks. So we thought we'd give you guys an opportunity to ask us some bits and bats just about general life, I guess, or trainers. So they'll come up in a bit. And yeah, it still seems bizarre to be honest looking at you. But
but it's nice to be back out, isn't it? Like, where was the first place you went? You went for a few beers, didn't you?
So I did go for a few beers. I went to Jim's Bottle Shop in Horse. Have you been there?
Been there with you, Danny. Cheers for remembering.
we didn't go drinking there, to be fair. No. We made the dunk video, weren't we? Yeah. So they cleared out the alleyway and made it into like a nice little courtyard for drinking. So I went there, and then I went to London on Wednesday, met up with the Mary Poppins of Croydon. So me and Tess met up and went for something to eat, and that was nice. And yeah, just general bits and bats. How about you?
Nice. Nowhere yet, really, to be honest. Got a few places booked. Birthday at the weekend, Danny. Just, you know, just reminding you if it's not already in the post.
But I didn't know this.
Birthday at the weekend, so yeah, got a couple of places booked for, you know, weekend and mid next week.
Yeah.
Bit of food, but nothing too.
How old are you? 20 something?
Yeah, we'll go with 20 something. Yeah, I'll do me.
So yeah, and then yeah, it's just nice to be out, and it's nice to go in. Although I did have to come into Leeds on Saturday because the kids needed some summer school shoes / trainers. I only could do it on Saturday, and it was unbelievably busy.
Absolutely.
It was awful, actually. I mean, London wasn't too busy, actually. Maybe because of midweek, but yeah, it was the worst. I was going to go in and do like a bit of a shop, and then just literally got some trainers, and then just buggered off to some friend's house for a barbecue, because we can do that now. Six people in the garden, is it, or something?
Yeah, something like that, and it's getting there, isn't it? It's better. It's nice to see people and stuff. No, obviously, you know, I work in the middle of Leeds, and last week it was just rammed every day. But
great for the retailers, though.
Yeah, it's great. It's great just to be back.
Yeah, and seeing people. So shall we get on with this week's news?
Let's. So first off, Danny.
Go on then. What we got?
One that I know you got the hook up on this. The Offspring Forum with Adidas, the friends and family, 300 pairs, I think.
300?
Apparently, I must have been 301.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought, who's the next person on the list? It must be Dan. Just pleasantly surprised. I was in London when people were getting their pairs, and I thought, oh, brilliant. Obviously, love Adidas. And then there's been some nice forums come out, and I thought, and then I saw the Offspring ones, I was like, they look really good. I was like, chances of me getting one are like zero, or, you know, I'll buy a couple of bits from Offspring, but I'm not like dedicated Offspring community type thing. And then, lo and behold, got home, my neighbour was waving a box at me, I was like, I can't order any shoes, what's going on here? Opened them up, and I was like, oh my god, and they were just so good. So good. So a nice surprise, you know. It was.
Yeah, I think they did that really well. They didn't tell anyone they were sending them today, nobody knew. So obviously everyone that got them just received them. So that was brilliant. And obviously the pay it forward thing they've done, saying obviously everyone who got a pair, if they can, you know,
yeah,
pay it forward
something.
And do something for the community, that's a really nice touch.
I've got to be brutally honest, so my hands up, I've not thought of what to do yet. I did think, oh, I'll just like give a pair of shoes away, but that's just too easy, do you know? Like, I want to do something a bit more meaningful if possible, and I'm not too sure what to do yet, but
yeah, I've seen some there's been some really good ones so far. One that stands out, Mr. Midsole.
Yeah, shout out Liam. Liam's a good Liam. You know, I talk to Liam quite often, and yeah, he's done the charity raffle for cancer and something else as well. I do apologise.
£2 an entry, which is, you know,
£2.
It's less than a cup of coffee. And, you know, you win a nice shoe.
Annoyingly, I've put like, so I was just going to donate some money. I was like, I'll just swing Liam a tenner because I think it's a great cause. So I looked on his story, it says £2 entry. So I clicked, thought, oh, I can't even just donate, I don't want to enter. And then on his next story, but I'd already donated, he went, if you just want to donate, just send me. I was like, right. But yeah, to the guys at Offspring and a man in the team who worked on them, mate, wait till you see them in hand. The materials, honestly.
Well, when they
make the level,
301, Danny.
Seriously, they are so good. And I'll do a review. I've just not had a chance to do a review on them yet. People have been saying, oh, can you do a YouTube video on them? Guys, I will when I get round to it. I've just not had much chance.
Yeah, what number did you get?
193, I think it was.
I wonder who got number one. Not seeing that pair yet.
Well, they went in sizes, so the little sizes, 300, and the big sizes were at the bottom.
Right.
So I saw a guy, Mark, on Instagram at 007, the James Bond pair. I was like, yes, there we go.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Next up on the news.
13. Go on.
Nike refurbished program. So what they're doing is they basically opened, I believe it's a store, and you can take your shoes in, they'll pay you for them, and they'll refurbish them, as they say, and sell them back on for nothing more than retail. So apparently the idea is that no shoe will go over retail, no matter what it is, but I can't imagine people are taking off-white Jordan 1s in there to sell, because even the worst condition pair of those you're going to get
retail
for. But the idea is obviously to keep shoes being worn. It's like vintage, isn't it, almost? Like,
yeah.
And, you know,
it's a funny one for me, because it's like, I get it from a sustainability point of view. Do you know, like, there'll be people who have shoes, and I think maybe it's maybe not a sneakerhead initiative.
No,
do you know, like, it's a general person. Do you know, oh, I've had these pair of trainers. Oh, do you know what? They don't fit me. They're a bit uncomfortable after a few wears, but it's okay because I can take them back and they're going to give me some money back on them. Where normally worn pairs, you can't take them back. So,
yeah, I find it a tough one to talk about this, because I don't believe Nike are doing it for sustainability. I think if they were running it and they said it was a non-profit organisation, it was something separate, but I think they're still doing it as a business, and that's the wrong reason for me to be doing this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because they're still trying to make money. I don't think they're going to get the hype pairs where maybe they're kind of targeting that market at the minute.
Maybe
the channels that are obviously promoting this Nike refurbished program aren't going to, you know, be taking their shoes in there, in my opinion, because the shoes are worth more money.
Until it hits like a Facebook general thing where normal people are sharing it around, or it hits like a BBC website or something like that about shoes coming out. I think it's only in the States anyway, but I mean, you're not, like you say, you're not going to find the odd grail pair or odd thing that we're going to want to pick up. I just can't.
No,
I just
can't see it. And then you think, if it's the general consumer, then who's going to go in there and then buy them shoes, rather than, because they're not the people like me and you and most of our listeners where they'll buy multiple pairs of shoes a year.
If they're just
buying, you know, the one or two pairs a year for everyday wear, then probably not going to want a worn and refurbished pair of shoes.
No.
I think personally Nike could do something better with worn shoes and support either people with lower income or people in need or third world countries
or something
like that,
and
not
that.
Profit off something like this.
Yeah, I mean, if it was the other spin, as a parent, kids' shoes, like my kids don't end up wearing all, you know, they don't wear through shoes because they've already, because the feet have grown before they knack a pair of shoes up.
Yeah.
So again, I can see that for the general non-sneakhead person. I mean, I pass a lot on a lot to like cousins and stuff like that, which I guess a lot of people do. But if you're of a low income and you think, oh, I could just get some money back for that pair of shoes that I've, I could see that. But
no, don't get me wrong. I think that side is great. But buying off Nike again, I think trading your shoes in and getting some money for them, brilliant. But those shoes, Nike don't need to make money on them again, in my opinion.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, why don't give... Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they could go somewhere better and still be refurbished and still be passed on, and Nike doesn't need to add more profit to, but it's a business, isn't it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I find it hard to buy into the whole Nike refurbished thing, if I'm completely honest.
Mm. Interesting. It's interesting business model or topic or slant, I guess, though.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with it,
yeah,
and see who takes the shoes in there, and interesting to see what they pay for them.
Yeah. What, ultimately, what's it going to be?
Yeah.
Don't know.
So, sticky with Nike.
What you need to do is you need to write your name on the inside of a pair, put them through the system. When they come back out with Dan Royston on the inside of it, how much did they go for? Where do you get them from? And see what they're flipping them for.
Buying back for $80.
Yeah, yeah.
Sticky with Nike. This is going back to last week. Obviously, there wasn't a podcast last week. We probably could have spoke about it then.
Yeah.
But the Travis Scott Air Max 1 collab has kind of been leaked, if we believe the images.
Five pairs, is it?
Five colourways.
Is this true? Is it pirates or pirates or however you're supposed to pronounce it? I don't know. I've seen them, but I don't know.
You're not the biggest Travis Scott fan, though, are you, Danny?
I don't mind. No, but this is the mad thing. Because I don't mind some of the Travis Scott shoes. It's just that, I don't know. It just feels like it's rinsed again. Like, if you'd have brought out one and... If it is the backwards swoosh, mate, you've done that already on the Jordan 1. Do you know, just... His Jordan 4's amazing. SB Dunk's amazing. Jordan 1 high. I even like his low. We can't mute ourselves on there.
It's me with the cough now. I know. We spent weeks with Danny and now it's me.
And we can't mute it. Like, normally on Zoom, we'd mute the coughs out, but we can't do now. And I can't bother editing it, so sorry, guys. I'm just not bothered. Maybe if you'd have done one... in one colourway with a backwards swoosh, then I might have gone for it. But
yeah, I hope there's a reason he's done the five colourways. I hope it's like, you know, different colourways, different continents,
regionals,
something like
that. Yeah, that's the only thing that crossed my mind. If he's going to do regionals, brilliant, do it.
I think four of them colourways are great. And there's that like lemony yellow one, that's an easy skip.
Yeah, I can't even remember the colours, to be honest.
I think it's decent. I think it was one of them where... When it comes out, we'll be sick of seeing it.
Yeah.
But it'll be a future classic, is that? Because there isn't a Max 1 with it that looks like that.
No, I get that. Mate, are you all right?
I don't think I have.
I think you need to go for a lateral flow test before we carry this on. Any more news?
One more piece. Obviously, news broke early this week. Obviously, Kobe passed last year. However, he still had his deal with Nike.
Yeah.
I believe his wife, Vanessa, is in charge of obviously his estate and the Kobe brand and everything like that. Not re-signed with Nike, that deal's expired. So Nike can't make any more Kobes.
Just, I've not fully looked into it, to be honest. Was it the Kobe estate decided not to sign up, or was it Nike didn't renew, or what was the negotiation? I haven't seen... got right to the bottom of it, but
I don't know if there's anything official. I do believe that they have filed over Kobe's trademarks outside of Nike so they could make their own.
Right. Merch. And that was my, I just can't see how as a standalone brand it would be anything like the size of if they continued with Nike.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I thought Nike could have prolonged his legend quite easily, you know, and just brought out, you know, I mean, I'm not a Kobe fan of his basketball. I liked him as a player, but I never bought the shoes or anything like that. But for people who were into it, they could have retroed some old ones. They could have like brought out slightly new colorways or done something in memory of Kobe and his daughter or anything. But I don't know. I guess that's just a no-go now if they've pulled out. So.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's something they could even do alongside it, because obviously if Kobe's its own brand? Is it something that could run alongside? I don't think it'll harm the legacy in any way, because obviously he's a legend,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's enough shoes out there.
Well, so would you buy a Kobe shoe?
No.
A non-Nike Kobe shoe?
I wouldn't buy a Nike Kobe shoe, they're terrible. But I think they're more of a performance basketball shoe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Than, it's nothing that I'd wear in the street.
No, I know some people would, or some people do, should I say. I'm not sure the people who do wear Kobe's, like, casually, would wear them, would go and buy a Kobe shoe, a non-Nike Kobe shoe.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what it looks like. It might, they might not even want to make shoes, who knows?
Yeah, yeah, it could be anything.
But, yeah, we'll see. I think there'll be some... Obviously, in the States, it's a much bigger market, you know.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Nike Kobe sell out there instantly. They've made a lot this year, obviously. And they've all sold out, so I think there'll be some disappointed fans.
No, I'm sure there will be.
And that's it for the news.
So, onto the little bit. We've done this a couple of times, and we try not to do it all the time because I feel it's a bit, like, almost self-indulgent. But people always want to ask us questions, so every now and then we will do, like, a little questions podcast where... you get to ask me and Dan any sorts of questions, just to give a little bit back. Cause don't get me wrong, I love doing the podcast, it's really good, but it is just me and Dan. And when there's so many more people who want to get involved in the conversation, it's difficult, isn't it? You know, but we have got plans that people can come on and we might do like an audience podcast at some point, especially as places open. And we were talking to the bar, where did we go and eat today?
In Meat Liquor.
Meat Liquor, I even forgot what it was called, as I was sat in Meat Liquor, and the guy was asking, and he said, oh, just come and use one of the rooms. He said, oh, we can have, and yeah, yeah, yeah. So there is scope to do things like that in Leeds, so for people to come and listen in on a podcast, or join in, or whatever. But for now, you're just going to have to send questions on Instagram, and that's your limit. So we're going to start off with Carl, _ KAH81_. What's on feet for the first podcast meet? What's on feet? Daniel Squire, what have you got on feet today?
So, it had to be something special today. Obviously, Danny loves bringing this up because he got the W on him. It's the Union Jordan 4. What a shoe.
What a shoe.
I refuse to thank Danny again because I've been over this so many times.
Mate, as soon as you came walking uptown, I was like, I spotted the yellow shoes. I was like, he has put them on today because he's seen the question. Like, what have you put on today? Mate, they look so good on. So good on.
I absolutely love this shoe.
Tongue tied down as well. I think it needs to be.
I think that's the point of that shoe, isn't it? You know. And my point was, whenever you do get bored of them, if that day ever comes, you can always undo the tongue.
True.
But to put it back would be
impossible.
Unless you're to make it look like it was.
Yeah, yeah, unless you're really a seamstress, yeah.
And you, Danny?
Yeah, I have got my Silver Birch Special on foot. I think I did mention this on a podcast before. In winter, when it's a bit scrummy and cruddy, the suede tend to stay in the boxes, and a lot of the Adidas stuff stays in boxes. And I'll tend to wear the more durable Dunks over Christmas and winter. And then as the weather's gotten, like, oh, mate, you should see my tan. Yesterday I was in the garden and I just had, like, I didn't have a top on. It was beautiful up at mine. And I am a lovely bronzed colour. And to the point where the cleaner came round and she was like, how bronzed are you? I hate you. So then I was like, right, first podcast, I'm going to put on some Spezial, let's get the Silver Birch out because they are just such a good shoe. Shout out Brooksy, who obviously designed them. Just, what do you think of it? Because it's not something you'd wear, is it?
No, it's not. But I think they nailed the colourways, especially. I often say, especially with, like, well, Spezial and Adidas altogether, I wish to put those colourways on Air Max silhouettes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that colourway is an absolute banger.
Do you know what? I remember when the first time I saw this, Adidas sent through the Spezial range, and this was in the second drop of where, I can't remember what it was now, 19 maybe, 2019, spring, summer. And they accidentally put this shoe in the first package that they sent to us. So we got the normal shoes through, and they're all like, nice. And so I was on the phone to Gary and says, but what are the blue ones? Because I don't know what these blue ones are. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, do you know the blue ones with the white stripes, the orange, the runners? He was like, oh, you haven't got that. I was like, just... don't take a picture of them, don't show them to anyone, don't do anything. I was like, mate, I'd never do anything like that. And then, yeah. So they don't come out that often, to be honest. But again, special occasion doing the first podcast live. So I was like, let's stick them on. So,
well, sticking with Spezial, because we've had a few people ask this question.
So many people asking.
We can't read out everyone's name, so I'll just pick one. Rydell1988 was one of them that asked.
Yep.
Any news on the Spring Summer 21 Spezial range?
There is no news.
So for everyone that asks about the Spezial.
And everyone who keeps asking me, don't get me wrong, I love sharing a bit of info, and if I've got any little insights, but there's two prongs to this. One, I genuinely don't know. I absolutely don't know what the date is or what is coming out. I know there's been a list that's been shared around Twitter that I keep getting tagged into, thinking that people, I'm going to get a response off me saying, oh yeah, that is what's coming out. So one, I don't know. And two, even if I did, I wouldn't say anything, because imagine I just did, right? Imagine if I was talking to Adidas and Gary and the team and they give me all the info and I just leaked it. Well, that'd be the end of that, wouldn't it? I mean, you wouldn't go, all right, well, let's do something with Danny in the autumn as well. So, but what I can say is there will be something like we've done previously, hopefully, definitely, maybe. Let's leave it at that.
A tease, if you can call that even a tease.
Yeah. So next question, Ben_10_LDN. Now, I've got a funny feeling we might end up with the same answer here, but Dan, what's our favourite Air Max 1?
Yeah, it's easy, this one, isn't it? Travis Scott. No, I'm playing. Yeah, we spoke about this before. It's definitely the Elephant Atmos Unreal shoe.
I tried thinking, it would like the Amsterdams, or the old Amsterdams, or the Cherry Woods or something like that. If someone said, here is a brand new pair of Cherry Woods for your Air Max 1, Atmos Elephants, if that level, would I swap them? It'd still be a no.
Yeah, no, I think the only things that would even come close would be the Biotech Max 1 and maybe the Patter Chlorophylls, you know, the green and white.
Yeah, they're amazing. I like the Patter Chlorophylls.
I don't think anything comes above.
No, it still tops. There we go. We said it before, we'll say it again. Atmos Elephant Air Max 1s.
So this one's from Shory_. Even though you don't like Yeezys, have you ever seen any that you thought were all right?
So Shory. Now, I rip Shory for every time he puts a Yeezy up or he starts talking about Yeezys. I just bring him straight back down. Like, don't be tagging me in any of this kind of stuff while talking about this. But I don't know. Do you know the one? There is a pair that has actually grown on me. I do like the Nike Yeezys. They were never my thing because I don't really wear high tops. Certainly not when they came out, anyway. You know, it was just not something that was on my radar, other than it was just so overhyped and it was like impossible to get. Not that I was picking shoes up at that point anyway, but it's the Wave Runners.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
The Wave Runners have aged really well in the last couple of years since they came out, to the point where any of the, are they called 500? I don't even know what the actual model number is. Are the 500? 700? 700? 750? I don't know. It has got a number attached to it. I don't even know what the number is.
The Wave Runner should be a 700, I believe. And
then they did a couple of different, slight different colourways.
Yeah.
And then they did a V2, and then they did a V3, I think, on it. But they never bettered the Wave Runner, that very first one that came out. They never bettered it. And I'd take that over any of the other, like the Yeezy Boost 350s or them weird. Is it the 500s that have got the weird pod almost things on the bottom?
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. I think the Wave Runner is the top one. It's a good shoe, is that? It's a good shoe. Yeah. I think some of the 700s were decent because it's a nice shape.
Yeah.
And then other than that, it's not just not for me. I think even his Calabasas didn't do anything for me, you know.
The power phases,
it's just by a power phase,
and
the Nike Yeezys never did it for me. It's just
really
not at all.
Oh wow, I would never guess that.
It's just not for me.
No, I appreciate them for what they were, but yeah, so there we go, same answer again. We're predictable Wave Runners, that's what it'd be, sure.
So next question from David X Rommel.
Go on.
Do you think the appeal of collabs is going to die off due to the oversaturation, or do you think it's going to keep going?
What a great question.
That's a proper question.
That is a proper question. Do you think the appeal of collabs is going to die off due to the oversaturation, or do you think it's going to keep on going? Wow. Well, we're getting to the point where we're doing triple collabs now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Nike times Travis times Fragment on those Jordans. So.
And you've got the Nike Core Sekai coming up.
Yes.
There's going to be more and more.
Yeah. What do I think about it? I was having a conversation with somebody the other day, and I do apologise, I can't remember who I was talking to about this. It's like trainers are the new hottest thing on Instagram. Well, they have been like the last 5 years, and it's just exploded so much. And this is not, this is going to sound a little elitist that I'm saying about newbies, I'm really not, but it's like the newbies have come in. If you're new into trainers and sneakers, they're coming in when the collabs are really like exploding, and they're only saying, oh, well, I need to get the latest Nike times Sakai or Nike times Fragment or whatever it is. And that's just fueling that kind of hype.
But I think also the collabs are bringing in more people because, for example, you know, going back to when Supreme did the Louis Vuitton collab, how many Louis Vuitton customers knew about Supreme?
Yeah, probably none.
And now, you know, it's all over, do you know what I mean? You know about it. So I think collabs are so beneficial for brands in that way. I don't think collabs are going anywhere. I think if anything, there's going to be bigger, you know, Off-White working with Mercedes to do that G-Wagon, you know,
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I mean, look, Ace, completely ridiculous, but you would have never got that 5 years ago or 10 years ago.
No.
So,
but like we always say, things come in circles. When is it going to reach its peak and die off, or how long until?
Yeah, I think the thing with collabs is, though, it's never been like this before. We've never seen this level of collabs before. The collabs have been around a long, long time in streetwear and shoes, but never like this.
Yeah. Is it just going to keep on going? I think
the other thing with collabs is that artists now, like, you know, people like Kanye, Travis Scott, who we've spoke about today, it shows the power that they have.
Yeah.
The artist power will keep growing, which is a good thing for them. So if anything, there'll be more people getting collabs, more artists getting collabs.
I can see that, because anything that's attached to something that people are passionate about, and it doesn't have to be a person, like look at the Ellen Specials, or look at any of the Man United trainers that Adidas have done, like the Stretfords and the Class of 92s and Liam Gallagher Specials, you know, you attach it to somebody like that.
Definitely.
It gives it that broader appeal. Lego ZXs, because it gives, I had people asking me who love Lego, I need a pair of those Adidas. I was like, all right, well, it ain't going to be that easy. It's not like walking into your local JD to pick up a pair of Adidas Legos. You need to learn the system on how to get stuff like this.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think if you're going to appeal to people's other interests within a shoe as well, you're onto a winner. So when will it stop? Will it ever stop? I can't imagine.
I don't think the end is in sight, and I don't think it's reached the peak yet.
I think what it might do is it just might move on to different people. You'll be bored of doing Travis Scott. Do you know, like after.
Yeah, definitely.
And it'll be the next person. That's all I can
or,
see.
Or next company, or next.
Yeah, next
whatever
brand
they can
crossover.
Add to the shoe. But shout out to David, because he also put much love from Colorado. So it's, you know, it blows my mind when we can see where our listeners are from.
It is,
and if
ridiculous.
You're from anywhere further away than from Leeds than Colorado, give us a shout, because it's always amazing, isn't it, to see, you know, to know that someone's listening in Colorado.
Yeah, that is just mad. So yeah, if you're further away than Colorado from us, give us a shout, and we'll give you another shout out. I'm just trying to think of anything else that's sort the barn it out. Yeah, it's still a bit mad, but like we said, we had to go to the pub and stuff, and that was more important than getting my hair cut. You're all right.
Priorities.
yeah, priorities. Dan's okay, because do yours yourself.
How do you know the Sort That Barn It comment out wasn't for me, Dan?
It probably was, to be honest. I can't. I'm having a look from any of the questions. I think that's it for the question round. Apologies if we've not. Oh, no, there's one. Sorry, there is another one. I should have highlighted and put a circle around it. This is a good one to finish off. Grenfell 88, random one. If you could only wear one pair of trainers for the rest of your life, what would they be?
Good question. For me, I would go for the Air Max 90 OG Infrared, purely because it's a great shoe, timeless, and goes with everything. And that's all you need.
So I would do... it's so difficult. Are we saying that we can have endless supplies of this trainer, so we could go and... It's not one pair of shoes, obviously. You got...
Yeah,
it's like having
supply.
20 pairs of Air Force Ones. Or...
You're like Fat Joe with his Air Force
Ones.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd probably need to think about it a little bit more, to be honest. What would I really, really... Do you know what? I would go for a Stan Smith.
Really?
Maybe if it was only one thing that could do absolutely everything. Because I've kicked a football in a Stan Smith. Do you know, like, I've been to gigs in Stan Smiths. You can wear them for, like, if you want to wear a shirt or something to go out for dinner, you could do that with a Stan Smith. And I really like this. Have you seen the size one coming up with the vintage sole?
Yeah.
And I think that even just that pair, I'd have a pair of those for the rest of my life. I think it'd have to be something quite neutral that
yeah,
you could just get away with anything.
If you're going to wear it every day.
Yeah.
You've got to not have to think about it.
A pair of Stans, probably. Ask me tomorrow, it'd be something different. Yeah. And that's it for the questions, I think. Yes.
So, yeah, that'll do for this week anyway.
That'll do for this week. We might have some more in a few weeks' time. When me and Dan are bored, just sitting together outside a pub. When we do it in a pub, you'll tell, because the glasses will be chinking and we'll be asking the barmaid for another pint halfway through.
And we'll be slurring by this point.
yeah, definitely. So we have got some releases coming up this week as well. So Dan, what have we got?
So starting off, we've got a couple of Jordans. So run through these three Jordans pretty quick. But first off, Jordan 4 University Blue.
Mate, I absolutely love them. Not for me though. So I will anybody who gets a pair and wears them and you see them walking down the street or you see somebody with them on, I will 100% appreciate that shoe. It's just not something I'd ever put on my feet myself. You know, there's going to be certain people who will always rock it, but I just can't rock a Jordan 4. I don't think I've never had a Jordan 4.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I really like a Jordan 4, but I tend to try and stick to just a few colourways. It's the Uni Blue. I don't know if it's just jumping on the Travis Scott thing, because it's the closest you're going to get to his, but obviously the UNC Blue is...
Yeah.
Legendary Jordan colour. I think it's a nice shoe, but it just doesn't do it. There's just something missing for me. You know, it doesn't have the OG heel, it's not an OG colour.
Yeah.
It's got a weird tongue label on it. It's nice. I'll appreciate it on people's feet, but
same for me.
Moving on from the Jordan 4 to the Jordan 5, we've got the Toro Bravo re-releasing. So this originally came out 2009, super hard to get. So a lot of people are really excited for this release.
I mean, again, it's just not a shoe for me, but what I did think was it's that same. They were so hard to get back then. I appreciate the people who got them. They are like grail status type shoes for those people into fives.
For a non-OG colourway, certainly one of the most popular fives.
Yeah, and now they're just going to bring it out, and it's going to be not flooded. I'm sure they're not going to make so many pairs that you're just gonna be able to walk into a shop and pick them up, but it just takes it away. And we covered it before, didn't we? It's not done it for the Bacons for me. It's not taken having a pair of Air Max 90 Bacons is not taken away from the OG pair. I'm trying not to be biased about this, but like when the Clot Air Max ones came out, I was like, I wish I had done those ones because they should have been left in the past.
Yeah.
But if they're doing the Viatex, I think I can't put my finger on exactly why.
Because you want the Viatex and not the Clots.
No, I'm not. No, Joe, don't get me wrong. I would pick up a pair of Viatex, but it's not for that reason. It's not a selfish reason. I just think maybe some things had such a big impact and moment in time that almost like they left there, whereas other things were like appreciated and they were really nice and you can bring them back out and there's almost no issue with that.
I think sometimes I agree with your point with like the Clots where they had that moment in time, and it's a shoe that's remained grail status for some, but you wouldn't say it necessarily aged well. the see through like box and everything. So I completely get that, but I think with these, it's not, you know, it's not an OG colorway.
Yeah, it's not to the clot level of like innovation or game changing kind of thing. But and it's maybe I'm being biased because I know a few people who've got them and they're like, oh, I can't believe they're bringing them back out, and I've got the OGs, and they, you know, people do influence your views on things, don't they? When you see people saying stuff like that, you're like, okay, I kind of get it.
Yeah, definitely. And then the last Jordan this week, the Jordan 1 collaboration, as we spoke about, with the Lely May. I don't know where to start on these, Danny.
So normally when we do Zoom, right, we can see ourselves on the screen, and Dan will say, Danny's got his head in his hands, and we could actually clip this out, but obviously we are actually in real life doing this. I have got my head in my hands. These are probably, let's just say, females in sneakers, right, and the fact that, I always forget how to exactly, Alayla May, that she's got a Jordan 1 high collab is just epic, and there should be more artists females getting these.
Yeah, because it's not her first Jordan
1. No, it's not her first. I know she's done them before.
But they were awful as well.
But strip all that off, they are just an awful, awful colourway. They are just, there is nothing. There is no redeeming feature.
Yeah, when I say the last ones were awful, like she had the black and silver pair, which are brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, they are amazing. Her Jordan 6 is, the pink Jordan 6, amazing.
Yeah.
But that Jordan 1 with the furry tongue, dreadful.
You could take it off, though, couldn't you?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I wouldn't look at it enough to even go into that detail.
Right.
And then this Jordan 1, I just don't get it. I just don't see the appeal. I know it's not made for me. I know she likes to make shoes for women, like a woman making shoes for women. I get it, but I just don't see it.
Yeah, I'm the same. It's just the most horrific. There's been some great Jordan 1 colours out this year. The Uni Blues, what are the ones that have just dropped?
The Hyper Royals.
Both solid shoes, quite alike. I don't know why you need both, but shout out to those people who are picking them all up. But have you got both?
I have.
I knew you had the Uni, but I didn't know if you had the right.
You got to try, and if you get lucky.
But they're just the worst colourway. I can't think. If there's a worst colourway of Jordan come out this year, I'll be surprised.
Yeah.
They're just not good.
Moving on.
That's a skip, by the way.
Oh, easy skip. Another collab, Adidas with Human Made on a forum. So another forum. Is it too many?
So
are they rinsing it, Danny?
So I picked these out because I think forums are doing really well at the minute. They had the 84 OGs, the highs and the lows, which did really well. Have you seen them?
The Human Made one?
Yes.
No, not yet.
Please, just while we're here, we'll talk about them. Just go, I think End have got them on the releases site. Have a look at the Adidas Human Made forum, and you think, oh, right, well, Pharrell, do you know, like getting, and the forums are really hot at the minute, so let's just see what he might do with the forum. And now Dan's seen a picture of him, and now I can see his face.
I mean, I wish I'd never said anything, because one thing you don't need to do to a forum, if this is the right one, is add Boost.
Yes, that is the right one, unfortunately.
Why?
I don't know. When the silhouette's doing so well at the minute, and like say Offspring have done them, End did their collab, did Foot Patrol do one as well?
The Foot Patrol 84, that was really nice.
Yeah.
This isn't.
It is horrific again. It is. I saw a list somewhere. We're like, oh, I might just check those out. And you're like I say, a lot of forms are coming out and doing really well. I was in size Carnaby Street down in London. Shout out to Alex. I was talking to Alex Fast down there, and they had a few on the shelf, and I was like, oh, these look really good. And it was actually on the day when the Offspring ones came out, and I almost was thinking, I ain't getting a pair of them, but I quite like a pair of forms, and I almost bought a pair of forms in size. But then I thought, no, if it had been any other year and I want them a 1 a month, then I might have done, but I didn't.
Probably good,
yeah. It is a good job, but these are just the worst, aren't they?
Yeah,
just the worst.
It doesn't need multiple colourways. It doesn't need Boost. And obviously, I've only looked at them a minute ago. I just can't get my head around it.
No. They're horrific.
So, moving on, more Nike. We have a Dunk Low SE, so just a sports one. Multicoloured, I think they're just calling it.
I think they are, yeah.
Multi.
There's two. There's the men's one. There's a men's and women's
and
ones.
Women's
have you seen?
One, yeah.
Have you seen them both? I actually prefer the women's colourway.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit the lighter and a bit more pastel. But again, it's annoying. Why is it a men's and a women's? Why are they not just...
Exactly. Yeah, took the words out of my mouth.
Oh, is that what you were going to say? Just...
Yeah, they should just be past this now, shouldn't they? Like,
and on certain silhouettes and on certain things that the nose is going to sell out. And when the... That men's colourway, somebody... Anybody can wear it, but so why not start in a size 3?
Yeah.
And don't talk about lasts and all this kind of stuff, which you might want to save for certain shoes at certain points and business decisions, I get it. On these Dunks, there's no reason... Excuse me, there's no reason for it.
Yeah. It's one of them, and there's been countless... You couldn't name all the Dunks that there've been this year, even the four months that we've obviously been going. There'll be countless more to come.
Yeah.
Easy skip.
But yeah, I mean,
people will love this shoe.
I think they're a great shoe. Like I said, I prefer the women's colourway over the men's colourway, but again, they're not one for me. They're not an SB Dunk for it to start. I don't really pick up the sportswear ones.
But there is an SB Dunk coming. So we've got the Dunk High Hawaii, they're calling it right. It's got the tear-off panels. It's got the stash pocket.
Yeah.
Obviously, 420 release.
Yeah.
What do we think?
I love them, but I'm not going to pick them up. That's the camp I'm in. Just because, and again, I know I was banging on about my one a month, but...
Which we've lost count on, by the way.
Yeah. There should be a drinking game to the Annex podcast that on the one a month. If you if I say one a month and you've got to have a shot within the podcast. No, I think the concept's really good. I think the colourway is really good. I like them. I've seen them where some bits have been taken away. I've seen it when it's all been taken away. I've not seen a version where they've done half and half and I've thought, that looks a bit naff. I think it all works no matter how you have them on. I think it works. It's just, one. It's a Dunk High, which I don't really do many Dunk Highs. They've got to be super special for me to go in for a high. But yeah, they're a nice shoe, you.
Same. I can appreciate them for what they are. It's not a shoe you'd see me in. It's just not me. I couldn't pull it off, I don't think.
No.
And I know that I wouldn't get the wear out of it for 100 quid.
Yeah.
Cost per wear, that's what it's about.
Absolutely.
And it wouldn't be worth it for me.
Absolutely.
But I can appreciate it. I can see the appeal.
Yeah. And shout out Nadia and Tess, who went for a drink out in London. They were saying, we need them. I was like, why? I said, to match our tramp stamps tattoos.
So I hear.
Next, is there anything else?
Last one, Adidas ZX8000 collab with Heissner Bayer.
Yeah, just more A to ZX series ZX8000s. I can't work out if, I mean, I know they've got to do lots of colourways to fill the A to ZX. They've got to be 26. They're just quite a clean pair. Obviously, Heissner Bayer. I guess it will appeal to some people. Not particularly me, but what we're saying.
It's one of them. Like you say, there's been a lot of ZX the last 12, 16 months. I don't think it's one of the best. I can totally see why people might want it for summer. I think Heissner Bayer is a good collab.
Yeah.
I just don't know about this A to ZX series. I think it's too many.
Yeah.
Just too much saturation of the shoe. You've
got to really... I mean, I tried for the 8,500s. I was working lots at the time, just in the week leading up to it, and then completely forgot about it. Went on the website, carted a pair, got to the checkout, and for whatever reason, it wouldn't put my address. It's like a weird thing. I was like, is there an issue because of sending it from Germany to the UK or something? Could not check them out. I had them in my basket, tried a few times. They are one of the best pairs.
No doubt about it. They were brilliant.
They're so good.
Everything, like you said about them, with the boxes that made up the wall.
Yeah.
Was it Matt who did the picture this week, just gone of him?
Talk to Tony.
Tony. amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that just looked ace. They look so good on foot.
So, obviously, there is a wide release on those, so I'll try and pick up a wide release pair. But I wanted to pair one from Overkill because, like, obviously I went to Berlin to pick up the No Walls Needed. And I don't know if you're going to get all the little bits that you will do in the regular release compared to the pre-release from Overkill. Yeah. I don't know.
It makes it a bit more special as well when, you know, the collabs with them and the shoes have come from them.
Yeah.
Everything it's about that's nice. But that is definitely one of the better shoes. It's a fantastic shoe, that. So.
100%.
And I think that's it for this week's releases, Danny.
That's it for this week. Once again, another podcast done. We have got to shout out once as well, Sean. Sean.s. I always forget s__. Or whatever it is. Sean, I'm really rubbish with remembering people's handles. But he gets the code word every single... No one's yet to beat him. To such an extent that, Sean, if you carry on doing it, we will get you on the podcast. We'll find out a time when we're all free. And you can have your time on the podcast. What do we say to that, Dan?
Completely agree. But somebody out there needs to break the streak.
Yes.
Because this is like Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He can't go 21-0. Someone needs to break the streak.
So who's it going to break the streak? So for the code word this week, we're going to use break the streak for the code. So if you get to this point in the podcast, well done. I don't know how long we've been going for, to be honest. Because we don't have a timer in front of us like we normally do on, and we're going, oh damn, we're running out of Zoom time here because we've only got 45 minutes, quick wrap it up. So break the streak, put it on the post on Instagram, and let's see if you can get in there before Sean this week.
Yeah, and
I think that's it. Oh, another,
you know what? You know what we've not talked about, Danny? We said we would. Well, so we'll leave it to the end. So if you don't like football, turn off now. The Super League.
Oh, just the worst.
The worst. I don't think we really need to talk about it, do we? We can just say absolute nonsense trying to ruin our game.
Just the worst. The only, I almost don't want to talk about it. The only redeeming feature, and it's only slightly redeeming, is that all the clubs have listened, and I think at this point, all of them have done a U-turn on it.
All the teams from England have, yeah.
All the English teams.
Yeah, the six English.
So that's the only, at least they've listened and kind of, they've seen the uproar, and they've not just pushed through with it. They've gone, oh, do you know what? Yeah, we're not going to do it, we're wrong. And there's a little bit to be said for holding the hands up and going, yeah, we got that wrong. Do you know, you don't often get that. But they should have known.
They should have known, 100%. Not every club's even said sorry, which I think, even if they don't mean it, just say it. But one of the other things I think is a concern is, it's obviously the big, in quotation marks here, the big six.
Yeah.
And I think anyone else would be naive to think if other clubs weren't invited, they'd have done it as well.
Yeah.
But we can't let them people.
No. I just hope it doesn't have. I hope it's a little splash, and it doesn't ripple on forever. This, and you know, there's like big ramifications.
To be honest, I think they've kind of got what they wanted with this new Champions League. They've changed the format. The teams will get more money.
Right.
Kind of more games, which they didn't want, but they'll get more money. They've got extra two like guaranteed places if teams do rubbish.
Yeah,
a load of nonsense, but at least there'll still be competition. And so it's not often we talk about non-trainer stuff here, but
it was funny. I was actually thinking the other day. I was listening to Peter Crouch podcast. I was like, do you know, it's a lot of it's a football podcast, but there's not all too much football in this. Maybe we should drop in a few more like non-sneaker related.
Yeah, obviously, if something big happens, we like might that. Start.
Yeah, we could do.
Some general chat.
Ooh, let us know. Let us know. Anything else to add?
Nothing.
Are we saying bye this week?
Yeah, nice to be outside. Go out, enjoy the sun.
There is one more thing. Obviously, we've changed it to a Thursday.
Yeah, happy Thursday.
So, happy Thursday, people. Just logistics-wise, for both me and Dan, now the world has opened up and work is actually going to work and not just sat at home in your underpants. Recording on a Wednesday for a Thursday works infinitely better for both of us. So from now on, it's going to be Thursday morning, 8 o'clock drop on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever else you listen to. Is there any other platforms? There is, but I can't believe anyone else uses them. If you use a different platform, let us know, and you're a loser. Right, we're going.
Bye.
Bye.